Network, and he will give you the personalized care that you deserve. Neil specializes in high-deductible health savings account qualified plans where you can get reduced premiums and the ability to use prepaid tax dollars to pay for covered and uncovered medical expenses such as dental and alternative care. Copay plans are also available. Neil offers inexpensive accident plans, network dental, critical illness, disability, and life insurance. Use Neil as your agent broker. Call 303-499-2735.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. In the past few weeks, we've witnessed pictures and videos of up to 500,000 or more illegal aliens demonstrating in Los Angeles and our nation's capital and in New York City. And, of course, the media always refers to them as immigrants. And, after all, aren't we a nation of immigrants? They very seldom use the term illegal immigrants because, you see, the media shapes our reality. And in New York, in Washington, D.C., they were marching on the nation's capital, chanting, "We are America. We are America." A festive atmosphere. The loud speakers blasting Mexican music, everybody waving either Mexican or sometimes American flags. Initially, they were all Mexican flags, but then the orders went out from the communist handlers because, believe me, the communists are organizing this. Of course, there are lots of other people organizing it, all funded by the Ford Foundation. And, yes, by your tax money, you fund LULAC. You have to understand, our leaders really want this illegal immigration. They're not trying to stop it. Why? Because they want to destroy our sovereignty. Because our leaders are globalists. Because they want to merge America with Mexico and Bolivia and Ecuador and El Salvador, and they want a world government. They have no loyalty to America. When you understand that, you understand why they refuse to enforce our laws and why the president refers to the Minutemen, to people like Chris Simcox, as vigilantes. That's got a bad connotation. People who don't want illegal immigrants to come here and sweep away our nation and change our culture, why they're racist. And you have to understand that this wouldn't be allowed in Mexico. They have laws against this sort of thing in Mexico. They do not allow immigrants to come in from south of their border. They encourage immigrants to go north of their border because the Council on Foreign Relations that really runs our government has a plan to do away with our nation and our national sovereignty. And our guest this morning, Daniel Sheehy, has written a great book on this subject where he will actually tell you about the Council on Foreign Relations revelation that President Bush pledged to do away with our sovereignty. Well, I'm going to let Daniel tell you this. He does a much better job than I do. Good morning, Daniel. Thanks very much for being with us, and thank you so much for writing your great book.
Thank you for having me on your program, Dr. Stan.
You go right ahead. You pick up the story.
Well, you've told your listeners a lot, and you've nailed it. March of 2005, President Bush hosted a meeting at Baylor University in Waco, Texas, and his guests were Mexican President Vicente Fox and Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin. Martin's no longer the Prime Minister there, but he was at that time. And they had a meeting behind closed doors for about an hour and came out and said that they had agreed to the so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. They then answered questions from the media there at Baylor University, and of course the media didn't ask the right questions, and interestingly, it was at that time that Bush pinned the label vigilantes on those terrible Minutemen, the grandfathers and grandmothers across America who are concerned and worried and frightened about the invasion, illegal alien invasion of our country. But the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America is what it is. It's a merger of the three countries to be completed by the year 2010. That's in 4 years. And we know this is true because just 2 months later, in other words, last May, the Council on Foreign Relations, which for decades has advocated erased borders in world government, published a report. It's really a book. I have it here on my desk. titled Building a North American Community. And the report says, on one of the first pages, that in fact, that Bush and Martin and Fox, just 2 months earlier, agreed to merge the three countries. And amazingly, none of the geniuses in the mainstream media, the anchor men and women who read the prepared scripts off teleprompters on the nightly newscasts, told Americans about this.
Well, we couldn't let the American people know, because most Americans don't want to give up our sovereignty. They don't want to give up our Constitution. They don't want to give up our freedom or what it is to be an American.
Mm-hmm.
It's just our leaders have a different agenda. And that's not just George Bush. That's the leaders of both political parties. But they can't let the American people know the truth.
Right. Well, it's interesting because this book report that I just referred to, the CFR book titled Building a North American Community, published last May, it says that Bush, Fox, and Martin had, quote, committed their governments to integrating the three countries when they adopted the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Now, what does that mean, integration? Well, it means, for one thing, the free movement of people between the three countries. And, of course, it also means that anyone who can get into Canada and Mexico can then come into the United States, or what was formerly the United States. And interestingly, Dr. Stan, just a couple of weeks ago in the Los Angeles Times, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, supposedly a Republican, wrote a piece that was published in the LA Times, and he called for the exact same thing using the exact same words. He said, immigration is about our economy. The freest nation in the world and the freest economy in history depend on a free flow of people. The exact same words that are in this book published by the Council on Foreign Relations last May.
And we'll soon have the same freedom and luxury as the people, the citizens of Mexico do. That's why everybody's trying to get into Mexico, because of the wonderful freedom and prosperity.
Yes.
This is the destruction of America. And I think that your title of your book about the immigration invasion, that's so important. What is the exact title?
Well, the title of the book is Fighting Immigration Anarchy, and the subtitle is American Patriots Battle to Save the Nation. And, in fact, I carry a quote on the cover of the book from California Congressman Elton Gallagher, and that quote states, the more we become a nation of illegal immigrants, the deeper we fall into anarchy. And Congressman Gallagher had published a commentary he wrote about 2 years ago in a Southern California newspaper, and I thought, boy, that quote really says it all, and I wanted to plaster that on the cover of the book, so that's where it's at, and that's what we're talking about. We're fighting anarchy here.
You recently saw 500,000 people in Los Angeles demonstrating peacefully. What happens when they demonstrate violently for their rights, is they're entitled to take over the country? We'll be right back in just a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Lana of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Daniel Sheehy, and we're talking about his book, Fighting Immigration Anarchy. And as I was saying before we went to the break, you recently saw 500,000 people demonstrating peacefully in Los Angeles. But what happens when the demonstrations turn violent, as they have in France, and the government has to cave into the demands of the rioters? But remember, this whole thing is being organized by the Ford Foundation. It's being organized by people at the highest levels of our government. They want this sort of thing. That's what's so hard for the average American to understand. You create the problem, and then you react to it at the national level. So you pick up the story there, Daniel. You were talking about this book that's put out by the CFR. Incidentally, anybody can buy that book from the CFR. Of course, they can get what it says in your book as soon as the new edition is out. Or isn't the old edition still available?
The old edition is still available. You can purchase it on Amazon.com, for example, or at my former publisher's website, AuthorHouse.com. The new edition, which has a brand new cover and 40 additional pages, will be out on Amazon later this month and in major bookstores across the country in May. So, in fact, I should be hearing from my publisher today about the specific dates for that. But the first edition is an excellent book too. I hope your listeners will buy both books because it tells the whole story, and it more importantly, it inspires, I think, the book is really a book of inspiration and hope to let folks know that there are other Americans out there fighting, and here are the ideas that they have implemented, and it's a book to inspire other Americans to get involved. We can save our nation and our sovereignty if we wake up and get involved.
But you know, Daniel, the thing is, the average American thinks it just couldn't happen here. I mean, America's always been here. It's always going to be here. You know, we'll have a few bad times, but what's wrong with that argument? I mean, this will get better with time.
Well, common sense and simple arithmetic tell us that when 10,000 people are illegally coming across your southern border every single day, and of course this isn't immigration, this is an invasion. 10,000 and only 3,000 of those people are apprehended by the U.S. Border Patrol, which of course is outnumbered and for the most part told to stand down and not do its job. That means 7,000 people successfully make it into the heartland of America every single day. Now, 2 weeks ago, Jim Gilchrist, the founder of the Minuteman Project, was on several radio stations here in the L.A. area, and he said that the Minutemen who are patrolling the borders right now are reporting that it's not just 10,000 coming across our southern border every day, it's 20,000. Now, simple arithmetic and common sense tells us that we're talking about, over a period of an entire year, we're talking about several million people. And when a third world country invades a first world country, the first world country eventually becomes a third world country. And that's the goal here. The goal is to bring down the middle class in America, lower the wages, merge the countries, and create a world socialist government.
And Arthur, a lot of great corporations really want this sort of thing. They want force the wages down. They want to impoverish the American people. And the major corporations are hiring these people, aren't they, in violation of the federal law. And the federal government refuses to enforce our laws. Well, they'll go after Martha Stewart because she got, you know, she got a tip on a stock that was going down. But they're not going to do anything about the employers who are violating our immigration laws.
Well, like so many things, as you know, in the media, these are distractions to distract the American people, whether it's the Martha Stewart case or these silly programs on television. The Iraq War has many motives. One is to distract the American people from the invasion of our sovereign nation. And this, it is hard, as you said, it's hard for most Americans to understand this, first of all, because they're not told the truth about it, but secondly, because most Americans, really like most people in the world, are good people. We're not evil. And we just can't, it's hard for us to contemplate and to imagine that there would be people so evil in the world that they would want to erase borders and bring down economies and lower wage structures and create a world government. It's just hard for us to understand that. But in fact, it's true, and we have to admit that, and we have to get involved. We have to fight this insanity.
And of course, I think your point is so well taken. One of the functions of the Iraq War, just as with the Vietnam War, is a great distraction, and our men are fighting and dying overseas and being crippled and maimed for life, and their minds and bodies are being destroyed. We're losing our freedom here at home. We're not fighting for freedom in Iraq. We're not fighting terrorism. In Iraq, we're actually increasing terrorism, and there are far more people throughout the Islamic world who are turning to the radical form of Islam because of our presence there, and that's exactly why we went there. But what a great diversion, so we don't see what's happening here.
It is, and interestingly, in today's Los Angeles Times, there's a story titled, Iraq Issue is an Also-Ran in Race to Replace Cunningham. This is the 50th District in California, in the San Diego area, where Duke Cunningham, who's off to prison for various crimes, the people who are running for that seat, they realize that illegal immigration is the top issue among voters. So I think we're seeing a shift here. We're talking about a lot of very unpleasant, dire things, but I believe we're seeing a shift. More Americans are awakening to the invasion of our country. They're awakening to what the real goal is, and more Americans need to get on board. But this is it, folks. This is very, very serious.
Well, I agree with you totally, and I think that it's such an important issue. And actually, your first book did pretty well, didn't it?
It did well, and I believe this book is going to do much better because now I have a traditional publisher behind me. I published the first book myself last summer. I have a new publisher now, a traditional publisher. They'll be using a New York marketing firm to market the book nationally, and they believe the book's going to become a national bestseller. It's important for your listeners to understand that the media, of course, likes to, as usual, they don't tell us the truth. They usually do that by not giving us information, and they keep telling us there are 10 million undocumented workers in the country. Well, of course, they're not undocumented workers. They're illegal aliens. The Wall Street investment firm Bear Stearns, in January of 2005, just 1 year ago, issued a report saying that there are 20 million illegal aliens.
And that's actually the figure the government really knows, because that's the figure of people from the federal government, from the Fed, gave to a group of bank workers here in California within the last few months. But they can't tell the American people the truth. They consistently lie to us. Oh, there are only 10 or 11 million. You know, they're just nice people. They're here. They want to work, and they are nice people, and they want to work. And I don't blame them for wanting to come to America, but this is a plot to destroy this nation and to lower our level to that of Mexico. And unless the American people stand up, we will soon have a multicultural, multilingual society, And they will all, these people, unsophisticated, not understanding anything, will simply vote more and more money and benefits for themselves and their families. And once they become legal, which is what the president wants, they can bring in all of their families, and you'll have 100 million new Americans. And of course, when then suddenly the jobs disappear, we get into financial problems, they'll be out rioting in the streets. That's what happens when you have anarchy. And that's exactly where we're headed in America, because our leaders want it. This could not happen without the full support of the Bush administration and the leaders of the Democratic Party.
You brought up an excellent point, and your listeners need to understand this. It's not just the illegal aliens in this country, if in fact they should be amnestied, that will be a serious problem. If they're amnestied, they can then bring their families to America, or what was once America. That means tens of millions of people. And, of course, you know, our economy would collapse. There would be rioting in the streets. The jobs would evaporate. We would have anarchy. That's it's as simple as that, and that's what the world planners want.
And that, then, of course, you can have your dictatorship. That's why they gave Halliburton $385 million to build detention camps. That's why they're talking about doing away with the policy comitatus laws so they can use the military to control the American people in case of civil disorder. They are long-range planners. These wicked people within the Council on Foreign Relations know exactly what they're doing, but they're simply one of many, many organizations, all dedicated to one thing, and that is the destruction of sovereignty and the establishment of a world government under the control of a new corporate ruling elite. And certainly George Bush and John Kerry both belong to the same secret society, both dedicated to globalism. You had your choice of two globalists. Wouldn't matter which one got into the last election. The same programs always continue, always moving away from sovereignty and freedom towards ever more government control and regulation of our lives. Of course, always in the name of fighting an enemy. This time it's the wicked Osama bin Laden. We've got to take away the freedom from the American people to keep the wicked Osama bin Laden from taking away our freedom.
That's an excellent point. And in fact, in this book, Building a North American Community, published by the Council on Foreign Relations, and it's a relatively short book written in French, Spanish, and English. It's about 60 pages. But in practically every paragraph, the word security is in there, and terrorism, and terrorists. So in other words, they're going to make these brilliant world planners, they're going to make America safe, Americans safer, and America more secure by merging us with one of the most corrupt nations in the entire world, Mexico. Well, of course, this is ridiculous. This is insanity. The plan also calls for, by the year 2010, combining the military and police forces of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. And, of course, we need to remember that Mexican police are known the world over for their corruption. It calls for developing a North American border pass with biometric identifiers. What are those? Those are fingerprints and iris scans. This is for people who pay a fee, submit to background checks, and pose no risk at border crossings, airports, and seaports. In other words, this is Big Brother. Everything that is happening is right out of George Orwell's book, 1984.
Absolutely. In fact, we don't even publish the encyclopedia anymore. All that great knowledge of the past is gone. You cannot buy a new encyclopedia. You can buy old ones, but everything else has gone down the memory hole.
That's correct. The plan also, by the year 2010, calls for American taxpayers to provide long-term loans in pesos to help Mexico's economy. Of course,
nice.
As you know, Dr. Stan, the United States is more than $8 trillion in debt, and those geniuses on Capitol Hill recently raised the debt ceiling level to $9 trillion, of course realizing that by the end of this year we'll have reached $9 trillion. The United States is bankrupt, yet they're going to force American taxpayers to provide loans to Mexico. And, of course, Mexico really is a fabulous country. They have many natural resources. They have a fabulous climate, beautiful beaches. They do have hardworking people. And the only reason that the country is supposedly poorer is because the elites want to keep it that way. They don't tax themselves very much. And in fact, there are more billionaires in Mexico than there are in all of Latin America.
I think that's such an important point you're making. I mean, these are good people. Don't get angry with the immigrants. If I was a poor peasant working in Mexico, I'd want to come to America, too. They just want a better life. But we go right along with there are more billionaires in Mexico than there are, in any other country in the world.
That's right. The American people are a good, compassionate people, and I'm afraid that compassion is helping to destroy our sovereignty.
Yeah, some of our churches are right out there in the front line doing everything they can to cooperate with the globalists. We'll be right back.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl and Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, that's Dan back here. Our guest is Daniel Shee. And Daniel, again, people can get your book. Do you want to get at your webpage or information on how people get in touch with you?
Yes, thank you. My website is fightingimmigrationanarchy.com. The same as the title of the book, fightingimmigrationanarchy.com. There's lots of information there, including a number of excerpts from the book, some background about my background as a professional writer for the past 30 years. And they can go to Amazon.com and get the book. They can go to my former publisher's website, authorhouse.com, and the new edition of the book with 40 additional pages, which has a brand new chapter about the merger of the three countries. That book will be on Amazon later this month and in major bookstores next month.
Well, I hope you'll be sure to give me a call as soon as it is available, because we're going to carry the book. I think it's important. I think our leaders, you know, our listeners, need to understand the part that the globalists are playing in this, and your references to that book that put out by the CFR, and incidentally, I checked over the weekend, it is available through the CFR for $15. That's the book, you know, on uniting the countries. What's the title of it?
Building a North American Community.
Building a North American Community, and I'm going to get a copy of that just for my own record. You need to be able to explain to other people what's going on out there to make them understand they're going to lose the right to their property. They're going to lose all the wealth they've accumulated because we're no longer going to have dollars. We're going to have some sort of a common currency as they merge our economies and our nations. This is a long-range plan of the globalists. And if people think that they can just sit back and it's not going to affect them, they're living in a different world.
That's exactly right. And people should not look to, for example, the patriots that I write about in my book to save them. They should not look to their neighbor to save them. They must take it upon themselves to get involved and to help save our nation. We have more power than we realize. We just need to educate people and get them involved. You know, earlier, Dr. Stan, you were mentioning the communists are behind this. As you know, Karl Marx, in his Communist Manifesto, which he published in 1848, a quote from the book, he says, "The communists are further reproached with desiring to abolish countries and nationalities. The working men have no country. We cannot take away from them what they have not got." Well, there you have it. They've been working at this for decades and decades, and now the super rich, the elitists, believe that they're very close to fulfilling their dream of a socialist world government, a new world order. I believe that they are going to lose. I believe the American people are going to prevail in stopping this, but only if we all get involved in fighting this. And of course, when the U.S. Senate returns to work next week, they will be trying to pass an amnesty. And if that should happen, then it goes to a House-Senate conference committee. So we must pound on the doors of our senators and representatives. We must phone them. We must write to them. But I really think at this point we need to phone them and visit them in person when they're at home at their local offices and tell them, we don't want any of this. We want a sovereign United States of America. We don't want to become citizens of the world. We want to remain citizens of the United States. We want our borders secured, and we want the illegal aliens to go home.
And, of course, you don't have to round them all up, although they could have at any of these demonstrations. Just cordon the area off and not let anybody out until they'd check their identification if they didn't have any. Just put them in buses and send them home. But they don't want to solve the problem. But the easiest way to solve it is simply to go after the people who are employing them. They come here for jobs. If there are no jobs, they go home. It's just that simple. But, of course, they don't want a simple solution. They want a complicated solution. They want to make it as complicated as possible. They want to build a 700-mile fence. Why build a 700-mile fence on a 2,000-mile border? Well, to make the suckers in America, the common people, the peons, believe that the people in Washington, D.C. are really doing something. We're going to build a 700-mile fence. Of course, it'll take us probably 15 or 20 years to do it, but, you know, then the American people will feel better. They won't realize there's still going to be 1,300 miles of open. All they have to do is enforce the laws. They are not going to do it unless every one of you in the audience gets involved and you start calling your friends and relatives in your state, in Colorado, in Wyoming, where this program is heard, and then all across America. Of course, we have a lot of Internet listeners, too. A simple solution to a simple problem that they are going to use to destroy America. And that's what it's really all about. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to realize that what's going on is going to confiscate their wealth and their freedom and their property and the heritage that we inherited from previous generations. America's under attack today. Iraq and Iran and what's going on in the Middle East is a great diversion. And Americans are already dying. They're not dying on the streets of America yet, but they will as the anarchy increases. So, you know, how are we going to reach the American people? I know you're doing everything you can, Daniel, but what else can be done?
Now, there are a number of actions that people can take. They can join NumbersUSA.com, which costs nothing. It's a fabulous website, one of the most sophisticated on the Internet. And it's a Numbers USA is a Northern Virginia organization, and you can join it and fax your congressman and senator. You can get alerts via email when to fax your congressman and senator. They have about 200,000 members right now. It's an outstanding organization. It costs nothing, and it will give you a fabulous sense of empowerment that you are taking action and doing something. You can join the Minutemen. And if you can't join the Minutemen, then give some money. I think it's an excellent organization. They do more than just patrol the borders. They also photograph and videotape employers who are picking up illegal aliens for work. And I believe that that's going to eventually to lead to arrests. I would also encourage your listeners to brainstorm with their neighbors, to get involved, to form citizen committees, which is also happening in various communities around the country. People need to use some ingenuity here and come up with their own ideas, and I'm not talking about anything that's illegal. We don't need to take any illegal actions. I do not advocate that. We can save our country through legal actions and through the laws that we already have. If our government enforced our immigration laws, we wouldn't have a problem. And as you pointed out earlier, they went after Martha Stewart and threw her in prison for 6 months, yet they let these the executives of the multinational corporations hire illegal aliens, which is illegal.
Sure. And when our listeners understand that there are simple solutions to this, there's nothing complicated about it, except that the government refuses to enforce the law. So if you're out there in the listening audience, if you'd like to give a call, maybe you have a question or comment, I mean, if you agree or disagree, our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. The book deals a great deal with some of the real heroes. What about Glenn Spencer and the work he's been doing? Well, I guess we'll have to get Glenn when we get back here to wrap up the last segment of our program, The American Freedom Effort.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shift to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked Social Security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Stan, Dr. Stan back here at the American Student Network, our guest this morning, and you'll see. And, you know, the thing is that I believe, of course, that people all throughout this country are concerned about the illegal immigration issue, especially after they saw these mass demonstrations and how efficient the enemies of freedom are, the communists, all the people financed by the Ford Foundation and our great tax-exempt foundations, who are funneling money into LULAC and MALDAVE, and you probably know all the names of those various organizations for illegal aliens. Why is the Ford Foundation funding organizations for illegal immigrants? Why, very simply, they've funded subversive activities for most of the last century. And if you haven't read the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written in 1958, it was talking about how they were financing illegal immigrants there. We carry that book. We think it's important. One of the five most important books in my library, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. We carry a book called Importing Immigration, written by a congressional aide, going into how the Ford Foundation is financing this whole thing. But we were talking about Glenn Spencer, because he's been talking for a long time about how the Ford Foundation is funding this whole thing. Glenn's doing a great job, isn't he?
Well, he is, and I have a 40-page chapter about Spencer and what he's been doing since 1990, so yeah. 16 years. I spoke with Glenn just a couple of days ago, as a matter of fact. And the Ford Foundation, as you know, in 1968, created the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, also known as MALDEF, and they also created the National Council of La Raza, meaning the race, those of Mexican descent. And they created these organizations and have been funding them with tens of millions of dollars over the years to strengthen the ethnic identity of these people from south of the border rather than either assimilation into the North American mainstream. And La Raza's first president, back in 1968, was an identified member of the Communist Party. The long-range goal was to create a Hispanic nation within the United States. And that is exactly, as we have seen with the mobs protesting in the streets for U.S. citizen rights, which, of course, they have no rights in this country under the U.S. Constitution. But that's what's been going on. It's been going on for decades. We just didn't, most of us just weren't aware of it.
Sure. And the fact that these people of great wealth are financing the revolutionary movement. You see, the revolutionists, and mostly communists and socialists, are not smart enough to realize that their movements, their ideas, are financed by the very people they oppose. Who funded Karl Marx? A man named Frederick Engels, the son of a very wealthy capitalist, and an organization known as the League of the Just, a group of powerful people. They wanted to create a counter-movement that they could control, and they've always controlled it, both here and throughout the world. And this is what who's building up Communist China today? It is Communist China. We never refer to it as Communist China, but it is Communist China being built with your tax money and American corporate and banking funds, massive funding from America and, of course, from our allies in Europe to build up the best enemy money could buy and be sure that the radical government will remain in power. So, you know, I think it's so important people begin seeing how this whole thing about immigration begins to reveal so much of what's going on. It's an important thing, and it will destroy America if we don't bring it under control. So certainly Glenn Spencer's on the front line, the Minutemen are on the front line, and they're being attacked as being racist. How do you respond to this idea they're racist? A wicked racist people are these people who oppose illegal immigration.
Well, of course, that's just a tactic that I learned as a corporate communicator. You divert attention away from the issue, from the question, and that's what they're doing. This has nothing to do with race. This has to do with national sovereignty, national security, the rule of law, our schools, our hospitals, our jobs, our wages, sprawling congestion. And it's interesting because, as I write in my book, in 1990, there was the first ever Hispanic roundtable meeting in Washington, D.C., and the leaders of this organization agreed in 1990 to call anyone, any politician who opposed illegal immigration, to call them a racist. So this has been a tactic that they agreed to many, many years ago, and it's worked very successfully because who wants to be called a name like that? But, of course, anyone who opposes illegal immigration is not a racist. We stand for the rule of law in this country. We do not want anarchy in the United States. We stand for the rule of law, and we must fight for our freedom and for the rule of law.
And the average person who's coming into this country from south of the border is a good person. He's not a bad person, but he's been talked into coming here illegally and being rewarded. And you know, when you reward people for doing dishonest things, they do dishonest things. But they're destroying our health care system. I mean, you go into emergency rooms today in hospitals, you may wait there for hours for care. Why? They're so busy taking care of illegal aliens. And then, of course, we have to pay for it because the government isn't subsidizing most of this. So it's cost shifted to those of you who pay insurance. So you're funding all of the illegal immigrants with your health care payments, either direct payments or with your health care insurance, and the skyrocketing costs. And I know, for instance, in a neighboring community from where I live, Watsonville, because there's so many illegal immigrants there, the doctors can't make a living, and they're just picking up and leaving. And the whole health care system is coming under stress. Really, this is, what about our schools? What's it doing to our schools, Daniel?
Well, of course, for the American citizen school children, they're not getting the kind of education they should get because the teachers are too busy spending time teaching the illegal aliens English. And of course, this is costing tens of billions of dollars, many billions of dollars just in the Los Angeles area. We have to build in Los Angeles school system, we have to build $15 billion worth of new schools because of the millions of people pouring in here illegally. It's important for your listeners to understand, because you've mentioned the word communist and communism many times. We don't hear that word anymore because now the word is globalism or globalists. And that's, again, to fool the American people.
Hey, we're out of time. We'll look forward to having another program later this week. God bless you. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
All you're doing.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. We have a great four-tape set on immigration. And, of course, we have the book, Importing Immigration. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope you want to get the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. As they say, we've kept this book in print for many years because we think it's important that you understand that the great tax-exempt foundations have funded communism. Communism doesn't work. It's an idea that it's a failed concept. But, of course, it's kept alive because you have to have an enemy. Well, now we've sort of let that go to one side, and now we have a new enemy. It's called terrorism. Oh, my goodness. And you've watched CBS week after week after week. They put on these radical Islamists, and all they want to do is kill Jews or kill Americans, and the program on 60 Minutes last night was all about that. You have to understand this did not exist. This whole program didn't exist until it was created, starting with Brzezinski's bringing the radical Ayatollahs to power in Iran in 1979. I couldn't understand why we toppled the Shah and brought the Ayatollahs to power in 1979. Why would we do something that stupid? Well, it makes pretty good sense now because we want a war with the Islamic world. To really understand, let me suggest the three pamphlets we put together based upon my newsletters. It's called Foreknowledge 911, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, and we show you how they created this Islamic movement, even passing out copies of the Quran to the Mujahideen during the Afghan War, which we created, and then the textbooks which we provided to the Islamic students, promoting this radical form of Islam. And today there are tens, if not hundreds of millions, of Muslims who've gone into this radical movement. And they really do want to kill us. That's the problem. We've created an enemy. We've created hatred on their part, and now they're trying to use the mass media and 60 Minutes and other programs to get us to hate them. And if we fall into that trap, why we become as bad as they are. Understand what this is about. Understand the real enemy is not in Baghdad or in Tehran. It is in New York City at the Council on Foreign Relations and in Washington, D.C., among these groups of wealthy and powerful people who want to plunge us into a third world war. Let me suggest my pamphlets, the Foreknowledge, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, Foreknowledge 911, and then my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and our three pamphlet set, The Occult Hierarchy. Until you understand, there really are secret societies, and they're working here in America. And another excellent book, of course, is Fire in the Minds of Men by James Billington, the Librarian of Congress, that goes into all of the secret societies that brought about the continuing world revolution, and they were all founded in the occult. Also, my talk, World Revolution, which goes into the world revolution began in 1776 and continues today. Its goal, a world government and a new world ruler and a new world religion. And the DVD that shows that better than anything else is The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. So my talk on World Revolution, the DVD, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for your Bible. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow, have a good day.
you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins?